was used by God in a certain way. There was a group of Jews who are called the Judaizers. That is, they want to make the Gentiles keep Jewish laws, which have been generally abolished in Jesus' time, with the exception of principles that they contain. In Acts chapter 10, we hear about a great revival. Peter went to the Gentiles, preached the gospel there. In verse 44, the Holy Spirit fell on them and all the people who were there. And then they got them baptized in water in verse 47, 48. That's Acts 10. Then in Acts 11, verse 1, when Peter came back, the apostles and brethren heard about how the Gentiles has also now received the gospel. And in verse 2, Peter came out to Jerusalem, and those of the circumcision contended with him. Now, he began to have these people who argue with him. Why should you go to the Gentiles? Because they have grown up in a Jewish tradition where Gentiles were the unclean people. And even Peter himself struggled to go to the Gentiles. You remember his vision. He struggled, and he would not go and with the Gentiles, and God has to deal with him with a vision. And so Peter gave his testimony to these people and told them what happened. And in verse 18, when they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, then God also granted to the Gentiles repentance of life. So it seems like the issue was more or less like settled, because no one could argue with a testimony like that. But this brewing group of Judaizers, whom later Paul had to deal with, were getting more and more wrong in their doctrine. And they became like a movement within a movement, more a tangent movement of the movement of God and the Christian movement that was starting. So they went off tangent and they started to look for all Gentiles, and some extreme elements within them began to go to places where Paul used to preach and try to convert the Christians back to Jews. And that went on probably in the background all the time and for some time. And then you have the Apostle Paul appearing in the scene. And in the book of Acts, chapter 13, Paul began his missionary journey, and you have a lot of Gentiles being converted in chapter 13, chapter 14, and so the Gentile churches were being established. In chapter 15, Acts 15, verse 1, certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Now, Paul was a different character. Paul was a confrontation man. Peter was one who tried to be at peace. He was an includer. He tried to always, be at peace with everyone. Paul was one who would be head to head. He would confront. And so Paul, when this group of people went to Antioch in verse 2, had no small dissension and dispute with them in verse 2. That's a polite way of saying they had a big debate. No small equals to big, correct? And they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. And just to show you how big that movement of Judaizers had become, even when Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem and they have what we call the Jerusalem Council, right in the midst of the gathering in verse 6 of apostles and elders together, and in verse 5, It says some of the set of the Pharisees who believe rose up and saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So there was a group within the church that was still accepted by the church who stood up and said, yes, the Gentiles should become Jews. The Christians should become Jews to keep this salvation. So in Galatians, you read about how Peter was an apostle to the Jews and Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. But their personalities are very different. Peter had been through a process of healing and he was one who was bold, but he was not a confronter. He would rather live at peace with people. Paul would confront and says, no, I'm not putting up with this nonsense. Let's bring it forth. Paul was a confronter. And you know how sometimes people have a confrontational approach, some people have a different approach. And Paul was one of those strong on confrontation. And in that confrontation, later on, they all come to an agreement that, okay, in the general assembly, apostles and elders, they agree that Gentiles just have to keep some basic laws that are helpful and useful. But they do not have to keep the Jewish customs. So it was an edict that was written, handwritten, passed on down to everybody. And they even sent people out to the Gentile churches to confirm that in this council meeting, they have established what is right and wrong as far as the question of the Jewish laws and customs relevant to the Gentiles. While that seems peaceful, but you read in Galatians chapter 2. Let me point out to Galatians chapter 2, the passage which is relevant to what we look at inner healing. In Galatians chapter 2, we do not know how much later or when, must be sometime later. Peter was visiting Antioch. And you know Antioch was basically a Gentile church. And when he was visiting the Gentile church there, Peter ate with all the Gentiles and there was no difference between them and the Jews because although they were Jews, they recognized that they are now in Christ. And something happened in Galatians 2 verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. And when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. This took place after the Jerusalem Council. See, the Jerusalem Council took place prior to that, in the 14 years later, Paul went to Jerusalem, settled that question. And so here you have this situation. It has been established in a basic ESCO meeting, a big meeting, apostles and elders. And here Peter was visiting among the Gentiles, and he ate with the Gentiles and all those things, and they were very buddies and mates together. And you have James, who was a very influential man at that time. Not James the Apostle, this is James, the half-brother of Jesus, who was a leader in the church. He's the same one who wrote the book of James. Some of the people from James' clique, and came and visit Antioch Church. So I do not know how the actual event took place. But they must have been prior notice. Perhaps they were in a house together, in a house gathering. And then there is this knock on the door. Who is that? Oh, we just came from Jerusalem. We are from James Fellowship. You know, we are those group of people who hang around the Apostle James, who is one of the key pillars in the church in Jerusalem. And Peter was happily eating all those things with the Gentiles, you know. And I don't know what he was eating at that time. Right? Let's presume that he was eating prawn, bacon, whatever. Okay, the Gentiles. And a big seafood bouquet or a banquet or whatever. And so James, there was Paul, there was Barnabas, there was Peter, there were all the other leaders in the Antioch church. And if he had a prawn in his mouth at that time, he would quickly put it down. And they quickly take chairs, set up another table, and okay, this table, say, Barnabas, come here. And all the Jews suddenly see on this side, the Gentiles see on that side, and the people came in, and the maid must have let them in, and came, and he see, there are the Jews, there are the Gentiles, eating separately. And Paul, being Paul, was very, very angry and upset. He stood up and he publicly rebuked Peter. He confronted him. Paul was a confronter. Galatians 2 tells you. Now all this is going to tie up to inner healing, right? And you look at all those things, sure need a lot of inner healing. And here it tells you, Paul, in writing this, says in verse 13, the rest of the Jews also played a hypocrite with him. Paul says, look at what strong words Paul says. They played a hypocrite. You know why he called him a hypocrite? Because what they were doing behind the back and what they were doing in front of James' people were two different things. Paul says, if you want to eat behind them, in front of them, eat in front of them too. If you want to be with the Gentiles, be with the Gentiles. Don't because they come, you do this. And they had quite an argument. And even Barnabas got carried away by Peter. Barnabas was Paul's good friend. So you could imagine, when Peter pulled the chair and sat there, Barnabas, look at Paul, look at Peter, look at Paul, look at Peter, look at Paul, look at Peter. Then he went with Peter. Oh, this whole bunch now needs a lot of inner healing, yeah? They just had a big quarrel. What's happening over there? Peter had been healed. And even though he was healed, you realize that his character was not one who confront. Not one who confront directly. Paul was a different kettle of fish altogether. When you look at their characteristics, here is what Paul wrote about Peter. And you know what Peter wrote about Paul? Right? We only got a few preserved elements here. In 2 Peter chapter 2, of course, their relationship was never affected because they, being brethren, they must have got back together and understood. In 2 Peter chapter 3, this is what Peter says about Paul and his writings and teachings. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, he says, consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles speaking in them of those things in which are some things hard to understand. Before we go further, Peter saying here, there's a lot of things I don't understand about Paul. His teachings, his doctrines, and all these things. Right? And Peter says, it is tough trying to understand this Paul. But he loved Paul and he knew Paul was called of God. And he says, other people, in verse 16, who are untaught, unstable people, twist to their own destruction as they also, the rest of the scripture, the teachings of Paul. So you see, Peter, he is an apostle to the circumcised, to the Jews. And as much as possible, he has to, no matter whether he likes it or not, identify with the Jews. So you can see this eternal struggle. He struggles when he meets with the Gentiles. So he doesn't want to, quote-unquote, stumble the Jews who are probably growing up. But Paul don't care about stumbling. Paul says a spade is a spade. Right? If Gentiles are okay, now you eat with them. You sit at the same table with them. And in spite of all their things, you notice, they still get along well.